Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I am furious. I am so angry at this episode.
You sound like me in general. You're starting out like me.
I'm upset at Below Deck. They've ruined this show for me.
Why?
Jake has a conscience, and I'm not here for it. That's what I said. Conscience.
He does have. You know, there's a book out there called The Ethical Slut.
Yes.
There is an ethics to his sluttiness.
This is not what I wanted. This is not what I signed up for, y'all.
He does Jake it is, for me.
Jake is supposed
I don't know what it
he's
is.
He's supposed to fuck Raina. He's supposed to fuck Fraser. He's supposed to fuck everybody on that boat.
He's not. He's all talk.
And now he's not going to fuck anyone.
Yeah, because he's really into, he doesn't want to admit it, but he's really into his girlfriend / fiance.
Paris. What is there for me to watch on this show now?
I know. I don't think there's going to be a lot of gay stuff.
They had a little bit of Captain Lee working out, but it wasn't enough.
Yeah. And there's no real male eye candy, except we're going to see Jake's body all the time.
If Wes doesn't take his shirt off, I need Wes sailing again.
But the worst part is happen. I'm attracted to his personality more, and his body is secondary for me.
To Wes?
Yeah.
I need
some kind of just big ball of meat that I can ogle.
Well, we don't have
we
it
don't
on
really
this.
Have that.
We don't have it on this.
Yeah.
No. Welcome to Below Dick.
Below Dick.
Below Dick, everybody. Dick. This is Reality Gays. Season 9, episode 11. Real quick, we want to jump in.
Should have joined the Navy.
Boy.
In the Navy.
Boy.
We I could have had a blast.
Oh.
There are a lot of gays in the Navy.
I don't know why they're so... Come at us if you're in the Navy.
They love the water. Gays love the water.
They do love a pool party. Why are there so many gays in the Navy? I personally think...
A lot of gays in the Army, too.
Y'all, Navy has the cutest outfits.
That's why.
They have the cutest outfits, the costumes.
Ooh.
I don't think they're... What are they called? Uniforms.
I
should be more respectful.
Some of the hottest porn I've seen have been with men who start up in those Navy uniforms.
Navy. Those kind of like Donald Duck-looking ones.
New York is hell of a town.
Suck my dick. Okay.
And I'm going to go down. I'm
going to go down. New York. It's a wonderful... That's what Gershwin meant.
That's our opening number for the New York show.
Should be. Anyway.
Sailor suits. We're getting them now.
We should get them now.
We will look like, we won't look like two sailors. We'll look like two dumpy old women in sailor suits.
Yeah.
Like women in their 60s in sailor suits.
Because they're so form-fitting. We really need like, if I'm going to wear, and same for poods, if I'm wearing a form-fitting top,
I'm
going to need a shawl, cardigan, or jacket over it to kind
covers your middle.
Covers my middle.
I think that is... If one thing I could say, the best thing if you have, you're worried about your waist or covering your middle or if you have a belly, ump your waist to your friends, you guys.
Yes.
A shawl or a nice
or
belt.
Empire waist. You can say it that way, too.
I think they said ump here.
I don't. I always heard Empire Waves until I went to North Texas, and one of my friends was a costuming queen. You know our friend Sean?
Yeah.
I think she's in New York City now, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway.
She was a vicious queen.
But she was so fucking talented at what she did. Anyway, she corrected me once in costume class and said, it's Empire, honey. Don't say it wrong again.
Okay, John. She was a withering queen.
I know. Anyway, that was back in the day in North Texas where people said, you're gay, you should date. And we went on one date and we both
Shut up. You went on a date?
Well, people were like, y'all should like, it was when we didn't really know each other. And we met and we're like, we're friends, right? And we're like, yeah, we're friends. Yeah, that's what happened.
Wow.
But anyway, Navy outfits, I'm here for it. Anyway, y'all.
Where are we?
We're talking about our Linktree link, y'all, because if you go to our Linktree, reality, it's linktree.com, whatever, just click on the link. But that's where you can get tickets to our live show. So speaking of New York, the
27th is the Crappies.
It's the Crappies, which we may be involved in if you're there. If you're going, you might see us.
Possibly.
We can't announce it.
We can't announce it, but
we're there.
We're going to be there.
We're at the city at the same time.
Maria? Sasha?
Michelle? Warren Show.
So anyway.
Watch what Grubbins knows.
Didn't hear from us. So get your Linktree links there, and then we'll be having our Los Angeles show. I've had a couple people message me.
27th.
27th. They're very excited about that. And then we have other shows coming. Boston, Philly. Look on the Linktree links. Atlanta.
Boston.
See when we're coming. Boston. D.C. See when we're coming to your city. Anything else, Poots?
No.
I don't think that's it. Hey, leave a review. We appreciate that. I feel like we're missing something.
Yeah, you were saying that, and I feel like we are.
We've
been charity this week for this month for the Sissy Squad is called Modest Needs.
Yeah.
So if you're in our Facebook group, the Sissy Squad, you can donate under the saved posts, I believe.
I think we raised about $600 right now. I really would like to raise a
but they
or
take
close
care
to 2000.
They take care of, you know, it's not like one of those. The charity says they're there for people who are having modest needs. You may be late on one bill.
Think about it, y'all. You overspent over the holidays because little Susie, she just wanted that Polly Playhouse, and you said, well, this is going to be little Susie's last Christmas, so we better give it to her.
Guess we don't need lights this month.
Don't need lights this month, Harold. So you buy little Susie, and then you come
to your lights get cut out.
January, because you didn't know there was going to be a snowstorm, and your heat bills more than you thought it would.
Yep.
And you just need someone to help you just a little
bit. Builds up.
You've missed that heat bill once, and then as soon as, before you know it, Arizona heat and water, they're coming at you.
And like me, you get to a point where you've missed two or three bills, and you have to sell your body.
Well, or you just realize it's Tuesday, and you want to sell your body. That's fine, too. Get yours. But that's what Modest Needs does. They give people just a little help, a little step up, just to help them in those moments where they need help most.
If you're not in the Facebook group, you can just go to Modest Needs. Just search Modest Needs. I think it's modestneeds.org.
I think so, too.
Just donate. You don't have to put our name in. Just give them money. They're a great charity.
Give them money. Or if you buy merch on the merch store, that'll be it. Now, look, some of you keep asking. You're seeing people wearing a black shirt that says KGQ with
a little crown.
Or you're seeing this kind of gray shirt with like a cartoon tattoo drawing a poodle knife.
Two clowns.
And you're asking where you can buy those. Those are exclusively sold just at the live shows.
Those are tour-only merch. Those are where we're hauling those around in fucking duffel bags
those
for
those
y'all.
Those are fucking duffel bags. So
that my chiropractor said, what did you do here?
Yeah, exactly.
For.
Which is why those proceeds don't go to charity.
No.
We're fucking
hauling
them
around. That's my blood,
around.
Sweat, and tears.
It is. But
God damn it.
If you see those shirts, that's where they are. So you can get one at a live show, or if you're not going to a live show, ask Sissy. You can get them a men's fits or women's fits, whatever you want.
Ask you and a sissy who's
ask
going
a sissy
to the live
show. Who's going to the show, yeah.
I'm
we had
confused.
Some sissies. They asked a sissy to buy them a shirt.
Say that again. That wasn't clear.
Yeah. You can ask a sissy to buy you a shirt when they go to the live show.
Yes.
Sorry, it's a lot of S. Y'all, I had Invisalign, so I sound weird now. And Poodle's got to deal with Invisalign.
Worse. It's worse.
He's got to deal with Invisalign me for about 6 months. Sixth month. I sound like Heather.
Sixth month. Out of every year. Sixth month.
But I won't keep biting my lip because my teeth aren't jutting out anymore.
That was happening?
Starting to, I would bite my bottom lip because my teeth were moving.
Like a bulldog?
Poodle needs it too, and he won't admit it because he said, something made me sad. He said, what if I'm not clear? I said, you will be clear. People will be fine.
Invisalign. I'm worried that I'll sound like you do.
It's fine. I bet it would only be for like 4 months.
Month.
But just do
skin
it.
Skin to skin. Then what if I sound like skin to skin?
Hey, by the way, we're going to talk about this on her episode, but her mom just passed. So we are sending her some love because... Oh, being
BGL
a caretaker.
Version 2.
BGL version 2. I think that actually is it now. We should jump in. Right. Where are we? Okay, yeah. Hey, 9 minutes. That's not too
bad.
Not bad.
Pianama.
Pianama. All right. Poodle, I started the show on a rant. So what's your first?
They did not fuck. Let's just be clear. Even though they looked like they were naked. They were naked.
They did a lot of other things.
And they were writhing. Their bodies were writhing.
She definitely felt of his dick.
She did.
He put a finger in her cooch.
Yep. That happened.
That happened.
I want to just say that one of my favorite thing that happens later, too, is that they're referring to charter guests by limited dairy and shellfish allergy. And I will only know them as, and then shellfish allergy
just says this.
Mm-hmm. Limited dairy is having none of it.
Limited dairy is upset.
Limited dairy is pissed.
Pissed.
It just sounds like things like, and then handicapped parking lot, her handicapped parking spot just went off the rails. I enjoy referring to people as just that.
Did you see how red gluten-free's face got? Anyway, yes,
we're going to talk about the charter guest.
Poor Rachel. She thought this was
in a minute.
Y'all, because remember last episode, she had a blend or charter. She had to blend that woman's food.
And honestly, this was a misfire for that dinner. But it was mostly Heather's fault. And it does happen. I was later on we would read that she didn't see lactose intolerant, but the husband was limited dairy and the woman had a shellfish allergy.
Mm-hmm.
Shellfish allergy was kind of fine though. Shellfish allergy, they said
a severe shellfish allergy. So I think y'all people can like close.
But
up
no,
their
she
throats.
Saw
They're
it. She's
more.
Like, oh, I want to eat it, and they brought her chicken.
Yeah.
But y'all, Mrs. Limited Dairy.
Okay, that is one of my notes. Her name was Melissa.
Oh, I know she's Mrs. Limited Dairy to me.
She is a high maintenance.
Ooh.
Oh, I would hate to be employed by this woman.
Can I just say one
to
thing?
To be her employee,
y'all. If you're having a crappy dinner, if something doesn't sit right, like if, let's say your meal's been fucked up.
Yes, here I'm gonna jump into my notes on this.
Don't ruin the dinner for everybody.
No.
You kind of made everyone really uncomfortable at your table. You kind of put a downer on the whole dinner because you didn't get what you wanted.
Yeah, and the thing that she said, even she could have said, it's not that you can't voice your, get it. You are paying money. However, what did we say the deal they get on these charters? Because
it's very, very cheap, and then you have to leave the tip.
Yeah. And so it's not as if y'all, and I'm sure the producers want them, but you know, she called Heather over and she said, I am disappointed. I'm very disappointed. I wanted us to all eat together. And then later, Rachel, this is jumping way ahead in the episode, but we're teabags, so we can do what we want.
But yeah, Rachel's making light of it. She's having fun.
But Rachel makes food, but you notice that they brought more food out, and Melissa said, oh, I'm good. I'm done for the night.
That's the thing.
And she's rolling her eyes like an adult Raina.
Just be gracious. You don't have to bite your lip and not say anything. But when someone goes out of their way to fix a mistake, mm-hmm. be gracious.
Nouveau riche. That's what it is.
I was pretty appalled by that. And even when they said on dessert, she went, no.
No, and Rachel went up, and Rachel was being funny.
Yeah.
Everybody else was laughing. Did you see her sitting there, arms crossed, yes, just rolling her eyes?
There's no reason on a
gross.
On a mega yacht. A mega yacht! On a mega yacht, even if something gets a dietary thing wrong, you've got your food now. You're alive. You've got two arms and you've got two legs and you're breathing.
Like, I can understand a little bit the woman whose mouth was wired shut and she was crying.
I'd be pissed for that. Yeah.
Because she was like, that was disappointment. They planned this trip. She probably watches the show. She was so excited.
But you know,
she sucked her husband's dick too long and broke her jaw.
But you know, no.
She's blaming him.
She was emotionally overcome, but she was trying to rally.
This woman can't be bothered.
And worse than that, she destroyed everyone else's dinner.
Hashtag.
That's the worst thing.
Not Southern. What would, because, you know, we know some people on this show, especially some women that we hear about that voice their opinions. What would Mother Poodle have done?
You know what she would have done? She would have tried, because the last thing she wants anyone to say is that she's difficult, even though she's very difficult.
That is her worst fear in life.
Yeah. That would bring it to her. First of all, she'd probably eat shellfish, even though if they brought it. It's fine. I have an allergy. I'm fine. It's not that bad. She'd be going, I'm fine. It's fine. If I got an EpiPen. I mean, don't waste your time. If you got it, Mysteria, give me an EpiPen, please. Gah. And she would have done that. Or if something would have been, what would have pissed her off more is if they would have brought her what she hates water with ice in it. I don't know why. Cold water bothers her.
Wait a minute. You know, I don't love cold water either. I prefer room temperature. However.
Hates it. Hates water with ice in it.
But she gets pissed off when people bring her?
No, like she tells them if they don't do it wrong.
Oh.
She's like, but she'll say, I asked for it with no ice like 3 times. Because y'all, in Mother Poodle's world, if you talk through your teeth, they can't hear you. Which I do.
I've been around Mother Poodle and I've been around Jake. Both of them don't know how to whisper.
No, we don't. Now, I would say we would handle things much the same way. I would act like I wasn't bothered. I'd walk over from that table and I'd be annoyed as shit. But you know what? No one in the table would know I wasn't having a great time.
Would you say something maybe after dinner to them? Yes.
Yes.
Like the other woman from was a Below Deck Med, who we said was a little high maintenance, we thought, but then actually she went down afterwards and said, it was great, but this part, da 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 da.
But this is just,
it's childish behavior.
It's also the producers and the camera people were like, we've got a live one.
Every
time they had a camera, because she's the asshole, and they knew it. Anyway.
Ooh, there's a guy on this. I think his name was Jermon. Whoa.
He was cute. I thought the primary was cute.
Yeah, he's cute too. Mainly because you just knew he was in the Navy and you were thinking
about
it.
And when he said, commission to come aboard, Captain. That did something to me.
That was Poodle's bedroom password for 2017.
Permission to come aboard. And then come on my face. Okay. Wow. What's your next one?
Mine
was mostly about that woman, though.
Mine was, let's talk about Fraser.
Oh, she is upset.
She is pissy. She is running around like a wet cat, y'all. Just a wet, dirty cat.
Cats are so mad when they are wet and dirty.
And they're just shaking their legs, uh-huh, trying to shake that water off. And that is, that's what Fraser, he just says, I'm feeling really bummed and deflated because Heather tells everybody in the crew that Kaylee will be joining them, her friend.
Yep.
And what he's more upset is that Heather knows Kaylee. She's known her for like 8 months.
And he goes worst case scenario right away he won't look as competent.
Because Fraser bitched about her, but he actually liked Jess being on the boat.
Yeah.
Because when Jessica was on the boat, she was so horrible at her job.
Right.
It made him look great.
Right.
Remember when Jessica left and didn't say bye to fucking anyone?
I have a hard time even remembering Jess.
I wonder if she'll even come to the reunion.
I don't know
if she will.
She kind of wanted to say peace out to them all.
I would be surprised if she does.
I don't think she liked anyone.
No. I don't think she liked
anyone. She kind of liked Wes, but really not really.
Yeah. God, she was boring.
She was awful.
Let's hope Kaylee brings some spice. Now, they kind of need it, I'll be honest. So Fraser, but Fraser even says, I feel threatened. And he said, he even goes on and says, well, he's talking to, I think, Raina. And of course, Raina is not helping. Raina's putting all her, like, well, we're doing fine the way we are. No,
she likes to inflame tensions.
Yo, she's inflaming. Always. And I'm like, bitch, you're the one that's having to help in the kitchen, and which you shouldn't be doing. You just like helping in the kitchen because you don't want to do your other job.
Yeah.
And you keep, so, and you like Rachel.
Yeah.
For now, because she's the one person that, like, you haven't had a beef with or tried to fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so she's egging him on. Heather fucking hears them.
Yeah.
And she's like standing.
I kind of loved this.
I did too. She was like, well, what do you want me to do?
It's help or no what help.
It's help or no help. We're running around. And she's just like, I'm fucking fed up with this. Kind of as she should be. But what got me, I'm surprised that Fraser knows why he's doing this. He knows it's all about his voice in his head.
It's insecurity. It's extreme insecurity. I also think he's one of these people who he's good reality TV in that he can source it in the moment, but he can't really dispel the feelings.
Which makes good reality. I try to be, but I get very impatient when people know why they're doing something.
Yeah.
And then yet they're still going to just totally enact that behavior.
But I can understand it because in moments, especially people with really high anxiety, even if you know the tools, there's just no way to get out of it.
Yeah.
You're just in a loop. It takes a lot of work. Also, know that being on a boat like that is such high stress.
It is.
And so it's hard to even have a moment to process any of that. That's why we have so many fights on the boats.
Oh, yeah. It's the definition of a pressure cooker.
Yeah. A crucible, if you will.
A crucible. Anyway, that's mine. Crucible. Fraser's freaking out.
And I will say, at the end, we're about halfway through the episode, she says, well, you're going to be my right hand. She was smart.
This was smart. Thank you for this part. Yeah.
You know.
This is good leadership.
Like, use that second stripe you got there.
She's like, you're a second stew. Well, I'm excited for you.
Heather was complaining to Rachel. She's like, I don't know what's going to happen with Fraser, and everyone's having a problem. And Rachel said, be an HOD and head of apartment.
That was the best advice Rachel gave her.
And she went, I'm going to need you to step up and be a leader and be a second stew and show you're my right-hand person on this. You're blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, you validated me.
Yes.
And that is a very below-deck way, especially for a manager to handle the situation.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes.
And that was smart.
Y'all, because Fraser is just that. He is just that. Because, you know, he's a little older now, but he probably just goes back to that.
He's a little gay boy who could not kick a soccer ball.
Yes, he could not kick a soccer ball. That 19-year-old twink in the middle of a bukkake who just wanted to catch everyone's semen.
Wow.
Just was hoping. Somebody love me.
I'm trying to make some semen soccer ball, don't touch it with your hands joke.
Well, you can't use your hands if you're in a bukkake.
That's true.
It's just mouth open. Okay, here you go.
Wow. Remember when you called it buckcake?
Call it buckcake.
He said that, y'all, on a show and went, you know, like when you're in a buckcake. And I went, what am I saying? And I look, the way I look, my face just goes, what? And he said, you know, a buckcake, when everyone like comes on you. And I'm like, you mean bukkake or bukkake? Like it's a Japanese word, I believe.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Bukkake. Anyway, y'all, on that note, we're going to take a commercial break and we'll be right back.
Bukkake pause.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze. Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
We're back.
We're back.
And I need to talk about something very important.
Oh, no.
They got a Domino's fucking pizza.
They did. And it looked delicious.
And I want to say this. To me, this may get me hate for this.
Uh-oh.
It's not good pizza. Domino's is not good. Domino's is like, I'm beat down and need help pizza.
It's better than it used to be.
That's true. It is. But it's not like... I'm sure that could have been better pizza they could have found around there.
Maybe, maybe not.
But I want to say why they got it, and this is why it's familiar. So food that you haven't had in a while that reminds you of home or...
How many times did you eat McDonald's in China?
A lot. And guess what? There's also the biggest chain in China for pizza is Pizza Hut, and it's a nice restaurant. They have, you can order all types of foods.
Oh, really?
And going to Pizza Hut was a big deal.
Really?
And it felt so special, and it was better.
The pizza was much better.
Mm-hmm. Felt like a real restaurant.
Did you actually ever eat any like authentic Chinese food or just Pizza Hut and McDonald's?
Yes, I ate Chinese food. All the time. Otherwise, it was all Chinese food all the time. Breakfast Chinese food, lunch Chinese food, dinner Chinese food.
I think probably some tourists thought that like they would go to breakfast and they would have yogurt,
like eggs or something,
eggs and yogurt, and they realize that's an American breakfast.
Yeah,
because what do they eat in China for breakfast?
Sautéed vegetables, rice porridge, buns.
So is it a very savory breakfast?
Yeah.
Which we're not used to.
No.
Wow.
No. It's a very simple breakfast, but like sometimes some hotels would have American style breakfast.
Do they do breakfast, lunch, dinner, or is it different times? Like, do they do like what Italians do? Like, do they eat late, or was it the same kind of timeline of that week?
Kind of. Yeah. But that's the thing, we think of Chinese food as like one kind of a monolith. But it's all Chinese food. It's what they eat.
Did somebody, like noodles, please tell me somebody on your tour was hoping they had a Panda Express. Please
no.
Tell me that.
What you would get for fast food, a lot of times for fast Chinese food, was you'd get like a street meat or street, not street meat, but street noodles, which were always good.
Mm-hmm.
And with a little bit of meat in there sometimes. It was actually harder to find vegetarian and vegan places. Very strange because...
Really?
But they use meat in... meat is used for flavorings.
Yeah.
And but all the food, almost without exception, that I had, everything was great. The problems were when you tried to go outside cuisines. We had a group of people who were vegan who really wanted to go. We heard that they had a Mexican restaurant that had some vegan options.
No, no.
The Mexican food was some of the worst I've ever had.
Oh, no.
But, and guess who did not ever go to eat with those Portland people ever again? This queen. Fuck them. No, I will say, weirdly, though, we ate at this temple, and it was, can't remember the name, but it was, they had a vegetarian banquet, and that food was delicious. But almost all the authentically Chinese food we had was delicious.
Ooh.
Yeah. Does not taste like Panda Express. I hate to say that.
You know, somebody, though, probably thought that.
Yeah.
Probably.
But what was I saying? What was I talking about? The pizza.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
We went up on a food tangent, y'all. Okay, so
I would highly recommend China, not in a pandemic, though.
Y'all, it was 2 years ago. Was it 2 years ago today that hashtag Save Poodle was trending in the Sissy Squad?
It would have been around there, yeah.
No, because you came back around January 24th, 25th.
Yeah, usually. We would have been in...
Because China shut down on like the 28th.
In Chongqing by now.
Don't speak Chinese. Please don't start doing it.
That's before we went to Jincheng, which is the frozen north up there.
Ugh. Anyway, y'all. Yes, if you're wondering what happened... Poodle
was in
China for
right before COVID hit.
Literally on December 2019.
Yeah. Yeah. So in January.
In January. You know, I can't even imagine. Sometimes I bet Mother Poodle still has night terrors about that.
Oh, I underplayed everything. I had to tell her it's fine. Don't worry.
Wow. Yeah. If she knew.
No, she. If I told her about the idea of us going across the Chinese country of China, almost a cross country trip in a charter bus, and only stopping at rest areas and getting food when we could because we were worried about COVID exposure, and seeing roads closed, she would lose her mind. We were in a bus for 16 hours.
I remember that.
Yeah, that was actually nuts.
Traveling with Poodle.
And I what was that movie with Scorsese? Robert De Niro, Al Pacino? It was long, long movie on Netflix.
Oh,
I know because I had enough
the
time.
Dawn or no?
No,
the one.
No,
the fella.
Something. The something. I was able to watch that and other movies. That's how I knew it was a really long day.
That's how you knew it was a really long day.
And play a bunch of bus games with people. And every time we would stop, we would drink on the bus. That was the only way the bus driver did not like us to drink soju on the, not soju, but what is the stuff? It was the fermented.
That's what you really didn't love is they didn't have vodka.
No, it was really hard to get liquor like that. We would buy this. Kind of fermented rye stuff. It wasn't very good. I can't remember the name of it now. Drink a lot of Chinese wine. Yeah.
And that's been our China expert excerpt from the show today, y'all. Someone's screaming, is this not Below Deck? Anyway, you can go back and listen to those episodes from the beginning of...
With me having great Chinese internet.
If you go and listen to the beginning of 2020, you'll hear something in our episodes, y'all. You'll hear something.
Remember when I did the thing in the hotel
literally,
lobby?
I was like, where are you? And he's like, I can do it. And I hear, song, I'm doing it. And I'm like, what the fuck is that?
It was
that?
Very Chinese, but you could hear like birds outside my window.
I said, this isn't going to work. Anyway. Okay. Well, you know
what's your next one?
My next work one is, y'all, don't get too big for your breeches.
Your breeches.
Your breeches, because this This is a Maddie move of when I was in my 20s. If I would work somewhere or I would get comfortable, I would step out of my zone. But Heather, you volunteering Captain Lee to do something, honey, don't do that.
She thought it was going to be cute, I think.
Captain Lee was, I loved when he was like, yeah, the next time you volunteer me for something, you might want to talk to me about
this.
Because do you think he wants to fucking marry people?
No.
No. He wants, now we talked about Captain Sandy, which by the way, did you hear her new book is coming out?
Is it the one about, is, oh God, this, someone told me what the title was.
Oh, we got to remember it. Let's see.
It made me want to throw myself down a flight of stairs. It was so awful.
Her Be Calm or Be the Storm.
Yes.
By Captain Sandy Yawn. Be calm, be the calm, or be the storm.
It doesn't even, I get Calm the Storm. I get it. It doesn't really make sense. Because is the sometimes the storm is.
Anyway, y'all, I read that and I immediately guffawed. But
be calm, be the calm, or be the storm. Do you know what? Do you understand what that means? Because you could either choose in this life, we can choose to be the storm. Like we're like knocking things out of our way. We're like the one who was like on the X-Men who could create weather. She was always very attractive, I thought. Very form-fitting costumes.
Especially when she had that short hair.
Yeah. Loved that. Reminded me a lot of times of a grown-up Tootie. What I thought Tootie would be. And then Kim Fields turned into something very different, which I also liked. Or you could also be a calm. Be the calm.
Be the calm.
And I'm always calm.
I'm always.
Unless you have a fucking vape pen. And then I'm going to follow you around. And yell at you and fire you.
Yeah. What? Now, we talk about that Captain Sandy just wanted to watch TV. What do you think? What does Captain Lee, Heather's asking him, you know, volunteering in one of his nights. What does Captain Lee want to do when he goes to his room at night? What do you think?
You know, I think he sleeps.
You think?
He might read or talk to his wife
mm-hmm.
or read. He might read, like, maybe Captain Lee just reads Seabiscuit over and over and over again.
Yep.
He just, I just really like the story.
That horse ran that race. Maybe. Yeah, I think
or
so.
Just, he might read travelogues. I think Captain Lee is an interesting person.
Yeah. He definitely lived a life.
Or, like, James Patterson novels. That I could see.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. Or mysteries, or
I could see him liking mysteries.
Yeah,
he probably likes what's his name, Dan. What's his name?
Dan, not Dan Brown. That's the
that's the
Illuminati stuff.
All men, all straight guys like his books.
You just painted straight men with a very broad brush.
A lot,
you're probably right.
A lot of straight guys love Dan Brown books.
I have said many.
And I think Tom Hanks is miscast that movie.
You and the rest. I like you're taking a bold stance. You're acting like no one else said that.
Because I did read that one book because everybody was reading it. And I was like, Tom Hanks is not the right person for this.
How brave.
You're welcome. You know what? I'm taking that stance because you got to
That's
stand
like me
for
saying,
something.
You know, I've got to go out on a limb and say that Joe versus the Volcano was not the best film.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. Anyway.
Or me saying, you know, I really, really didn't. I really think that, what is that terrible film? I really think that Ishtar deserves a second chance.
Never seen that either.
Again, yeah. That's a legendary bomb from the
Who
80s
was that?
And 90s. Dustin Hoffman and, oh, shit.
Somebody else really famous.
This is so old.
We need to move on. What's your next teabag? That was mine. With Heather and Captain Lee.
I was going to talk about then the Captain Lee thing with Captain Lee and Eddie seeing Raina's eye roll.
Do you want to talk about eye roll gate?
Yes,
because this is kind of the second half of this.
I don't think Captain Lee had ever seen it before.
So No. No, I don't think he had seen that before. And Captain Lee is... Captain Lee... Raina was walkie-talking. Raina said, well... Or Captain Lee said, well, she seems in a good mood today. And Eddie said, yeah, she can be difficult.
And Captain's like, oh, really?
And Captain said, yeah, when I came down on her, she rolled her eyes. He said, but she apologized to me. And he said, Eddie followed that up right up with, but she does the work.
She does the work. And Captain Lee says, so just lose the attitude, right?
So, yeah. So it wasn't like he totally threw her under the bus. And, but Captain Lee said, I can't pull another deckhand out of my ass. So Eddie's got to work on her and make her happy.
And so the next thing is he sees it. Captain Lee sees it later.
So they're all basically, it happens because Eddie is filling up the jet skis. And y'all, Captain Lee, my father has done this, and I'm sure yours has, or maybe yours hasn't. But you know when you're, y'all, bored, you know a bored dad? Like, you know, your dad... At least my father
is a bored father.
My father
he
could
needs
never,
to be doing everything.
My father could never take a day off.
Drives my mother crazy.
He could when
Your
he
father's got, driving me crazy.
It's true. My dad could when he got older.
Kill him.
But when he was younger, he was always walking around doing stuff around the house.
Yeah. You know why? They can't sit with their own feelings.
And yeah, and you know when you're a kid and you're like, I'm just going to do stuff on my own. I'm going to go behind the house and do color guard and no one's going to notice me.
Yeah.
Then your dad's just peeking over the thing, just watching you, going, Matt, what are you doing?
I'm playing rifle, Daddy.
The rifle? He doesn't know.
Why you got a flag?
It's all like, I'm playing pretend.
And is that a baton in your hand?
No, Daddy, I'm playing ninja.
Okay, Matthew.
Better not be twirling no faggy baton.
No, I'm playing ninja, Daddy.
So,
pole vault, Daddy.
If he only knew. But
I've vaulted many a pole.
Many a pole. So, but Captain Lee, he sees all these things are adding up. He sees Wes texting on his phone.
Right.
He also sees, and I'm not a captain on a boat, but even I saw them like wearing headphones and doing stuff. And
yeah,
I went,
yeah.
Is that safe?
They've had a problem with it before. Captain Lee's come down on people for it
and
before.
So he's seen this. So he sees Eddie filling
it
up.
It is a safety issue.
Yeah. He sees Eddie filling up the water sports and, or the water toys. And he's like, what the fuck, Eddie? Why are you doing that? He's like, Eddie's like, well, I'm here.
Right.
And that is something you have to let go as a leader. I can do that. You can do that. Yeah, we try to work on that.
Eddie still wants his crew to like him.
Yeah. They want people to like you, but also when we've been in places of, authority, you're like, well, I'm here. I'll just do it. It's
right.
Not a problem. But that's the wrong way to do it.
Yep.
You're not letting people give them the chance. And so he tells Eddie to let them. So apparently it takes three people to fill up a... It's like the
it looked
Stooges.
Like the Three Stooges. It
yes.
Did.
It's Jake, Raina, and Wes.
And it's interesting because when Wes shows that he doesn't want to do something, it's kind of like he kind of like either sighs or something like that. But with Raina, it's very obvious because she rolls her eyes.
She's like
in the
Natalie,
way.
No poker face. And
yeah.
So they're filling up. And Captain Lee, I forgot, he walkie-talkied something to them.
Yeah.
And she looked back, and her response, she rolled her eyes at Captain Lee.
That was a mistake, Raina.
That was a mistake, Raina. That was a mistake. And he says, yeah. If I see one more fucking eye roll, I'm going to come apart like a cheap suit.
I will say... That is a problem with when in any type of service industry, if she's ever had a boss, especially in a service industry where a highly ranked service industry,
uh-huh.
It's unforgivable. You cannot do that to someone who is your like the biggest. Captain Lee is officially the king up
yeah.
there, and for everyone's safety, it has to be that way.
My mother would have beat the shit out of me as a kid if I would roll my eyes at someone.
I got in trouble for rolling my eyes a lot as a child because I was emulating my mother. My mother rolled her eyes all the time.
Mm.
And my mother said, don't you ever roll your eyes at me. And she's like, Jacob, you better stop doing that. That's the last time you do that.
You still do it some.
Oh, I always roll my eyes.
And you're right. Your mom does too.
It's that Liz Lemon meme of, The doctor told me if I rolled my eyes too hard one time, they'd actually fall out of my head. That's what I feel like. It's always like, oh.
Well, so this was not great. And so Captain League, he calls Jake in and he goes over everything like, get your shit together. No texting, no wearing headphones. This isn't safe. You can't hear your walkie talkies. Like, they all know that they're right on alert. So,
yeah, and all the crew, they're all a little pissed off about it, too.
Yes, and they're all pissy about it. And then it's kind of that's one day. And then they all go to bed, and there's the next day of the charter. It's the second day of the charter, the next day. I really like this. Captain Lee calls in Eddie and says, now look, Eddie, there's always a reason for someone's behavior. I wrote this down because I wanted to get it right.
Yeah.
And he said, there could be something happening that you don't. And it's time that you need to find out what's going on and get ahead of it before things blow things right out of proportion. This is my question. Captain Lee doesn't know about the Heather and Raina thing, right?
No, I don't think so. That we know in the progression of the show, it does not seem like that.
He doesn't know. Because, honestly, when the Heather and Raina thing happened, Eddie should have made a report or, like, told Captain Lee about it. And we don't think that happened, but it should have happened. So I don't know that is either just his great insight or what. So what they do next is they – oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say there was the thing where Eddie's talking to Raina later, like, how's it going?
Yeah.
And – I don't know if she says this to him, but she maybe in the moment, she's like, Eddie's talking to me like he's my dad.
And
In a way, that's a good thing, honey.
And I'll just say this about all the deck crew, Jake, Raina, and Wes, they all act like children.
Yeah, they do.
They're all very immature. And so Eddie does act like a big brother or a dad to them because that is kind of the role that they've established.
Yeah. But I'm saying, talking to me like my dad makes her sound 14.
It does. Yeah. It does. And also, so he's talking to her like a dad, but then, y'all, they do what, this happens all the time.
It's a common thing in Below Deck where someone gets a talking to, or
They fuck up on something,
and then the next episode, or even in the same episode, they're allowed to do something to kind of redeem themselves. It's a normal arc of the story. We've seen this on every scene, every season of Below Deck.
Every season of Below Deck, we've seen this.
It happened to Eddie earlier, Jake earlier, when Jake fucked up, and then Jake got to call the distances.
I think they did it with Jess a little bit. Like, she redeemed, then she left, and then she fucked up.
It's a normal storytelling device. It makes people feel good and get connected to characters. That's why we do it on reality shows.
It is. And so they give Raina, they're having her help with Anchor, and they've done this before. Captain Lee, if somebody's done a good job, they do this for the show. He calls them in and thanks them for it.
Yeah.
He says, you did a really good job. And he tells her, that was one of the best anchor pulls I've ever had. And Raina, like, she can't handle this.
Yeah.
She, like, leaves and she starts crying. And she's like, I can't do the switch thing. And she says, what did she say?
Well, she says that they're trying to play with my emotions.
I don't think they are at all.
No.
I didn't see. I think they're actually trying to uplift you,
right,
and make you a good crew member. And I think, go ahead.
But I'm saying, what is? Let's. I would like to analyze what's the phrase "they're trying to play with my emotions" mean. What is she trying to say?
She's trying to say that she's being manipulated and that she's being probably.
She's saying they're being fake.
And they're being fake. Yes, and. Do I think if they like Raina or not? I don't know if they do or not. I wouldn't like Raina if I was on the boat with her, because she's not really an enjoyable person to be around.
No.
And in fact, that's where I'm like, you know, I wonder when she said that if she means because she's talking about Heathergate and that whole thing.
Yeah.
And I feel empathy for her in that, like, she did experience a very traumatic thing with that. But at the same time, Rain has been shitty on the boat from the beginning as far as taking authority.
Yeah.
Remember? Because I said, like, the second episode.
No, she was...
She started being shitty after she kind of teased around with Jake.
Yeah.
And then Jake, like, they kind of... She heard Jake had a girlfriend. And ever since then, she's just been showing her ass.
Yeah. Yeah.
So...
It's... it's hard, and she's...
I know, anyway, so I know she's going through that, but I just kind of, I just think she's kind of an asshole to people.
Yeah,
authority.
And it's a dramatic move that she can't, she sees that gesture as it's in a paranoid sense of trying to make her feel even worse about something. Like she sees it, in other words, she's thinking that there's something more behind it, and there's not.
There's not. I think Raina has a lot of trauma, which it's very, anybody who goes through trauma, you feel horrible for them. And I think a lot of that trauma didn't happen, and we all do this. It didn't happen on this ship.
No.
But she's bringing it there. Yeah. We all bring it there. We all bring it to these places. So these, what is it? Oh, man. Oh, I missed. There's a quote that, oh, fuck. It's like basically
But
what is that
quote? While you think of it, I just want to say that you're exactly right. When someone else brings their own trauma into your house or into your work environment, that's something that is theirs, but it is a problem when they make it yours.
Yes.
And
yes.
Their trauma, and there is a way we are living now. People are openly talking about the trauma they experience and the fact that they're trying to deal with their trauma. And it's okay to talk about that. In a situation like you're being on the boat where safety is the most important,
yeah,
that's not going to work.
No, that's not going to work.
Yeah, so, and other people's safety, crew members' safety, guest safety, and doing the work, the trauma is going to get in the way.
And I think I can't remember the quote, but basically what it's saying is having this kind of irregular reaction to a regular situation.
Yeah.
That's a trauma reaction because mm-hmm. you're having a heightened reaction to something that is not that at all.
Yeah.
So anyway, it kind of ends with she's crying. Everybody's kind of like, why is Raina crying? Why
right.
is Raina crying?
And everyone's like, what's going on?
And we see she goes into her room. And the thing that I think gets Raina more than anything and why I do feel for her in a lot of ways, she is... the shame that binds her. She goes into these, she feels bad and often, not always, but sometimes she has a valid reason for having this reaction, but then she reacts so
yep.
big, then she goes in a shame spiral.
Right.
And then when people try to, I know what's going to happen. Eddie's going to go and talk to her.
She'll say it's okay.
She'll say it's okay. I hope she doesn't. I hope she actually says, I'm pissed off that I told you about Heather and nobody handled it.
I
hope she fucking says that. But I don't think she will. I think she'll say, it's fine. It's okay. I'm stupid. I'm being overdramatic. I'm stupid.
Right.
They're going to think that she's okay. And then she's going to mutter to herself.
But you're doing a great job. You're doing a good job. And
she's going to mutter to herself and talk bad about them and play the victim.
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Yeah.
But y'all, wish in one hand.
Like I said, we're having these conversations about race in a primarily, let's face it, an environment that's been very white.
Yes.
And so obviously there's going to be places where being black on this boat intersects negatively with thing, and there are going to be ways the yachting has not handled these discussions.
Yeah.
And I said this before when we were talking, I just wish it wasn't someone like Raina that we have to have them with.
Because she's not a great employee.
Yeah.
And so I think those things get, you want to say, as a reality show person, I want to say, well, her and the Rolling Nines, it has nothing to do with the conversation about race.
Right.
Because that was prior to that. But then as an empathetic person, I can't imagine what she has experienced
right.
as a black woman in yachting. A part of you says, but it does have to do with that because
yeah.
of that experience. So it's a complicated issue for kind of a just boring person.
That we don't know if it really belongs on Below Deck.
Yeah, but it is. So here we are.
Here we are.
That's the show.
That's the show.
That's all I got, everybody. You can go to realitygaze.com. You can see where everything else. Go to our Linktree link for our live show link. We're excited to see y'all in New York. Hey, be safe out there. Get vaccinated. Get boosted. And y'all, we appreciate you so much. We'll see you next time around the ship. But until then, everybody,
anchors a gay.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.